Starting here at the top of Tzadi Gimel and Aleph, we're just finishing up the end of the Mishnah about the Yoresh, about the fact that the Yoresh is Sumech. Tani Rab Chananya Kameh Derovo is learning in front of Rava and said, Yoresh Enu Sumech, Yoresh Enu Memir. That Yoresh is unable or is not allowed to do the Smicha, and he's not able or capable of doing a Hamara, of doing Tmura. So the obvious question is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says exactly the opposite. Anantanan. Then we learn in our Mishnah, Yoresh Sumech, Umevit Nesachav, Umemir. That exact Halacha is mentioned in the mission, the exact opposite of what you just said. So I'm like, Ibchai or Ibcho? Should I change what I just said to match up with the Mishnah? I'm like, no. Matnitin Rabbi Yehudai. What you have, it's interesting here, the Lashon here is Matnitin, but it's not really our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, but rather what Rabbi Chananya said before Rava is actually Rabbi Yehuda, which is Tanya, Yoresh Sumech, Yoresh Meimir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Enu Sumech, Yoresh Enu Meimir. Meaning that you have a Tana that supports your position, and that our Mishnah, it's actually not, our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah that we have here in the Gemara, is not Rabbi Yehuda, but the Mishnah that you're quoting is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you don't have to switch it because you have a Tana that supports your position, which is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So I want to know, my time is the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda's position that a Yoresh is Enu Sumech and a Yoresh is Enu Meimir? Says, Karbano v'lo Karban Aviv. So we learned yesterday at the end of the daf about the three things that Karbano were used for. It was Karbano v'lo Karban Chaviro, Karbano v'lo Karban of the Eidchu Chavim, and Karbano, the Rabot, Kol Balei Karban. So Rabbi Yehuda says, one of those words, Karbano, I'm going to use for Karbano v'lo Karban Aviv. His Karban, not the Karban of his father. Yodiv Tchilat Hekdesh, Misof Hekdesh. Now you're going to learn out the beginning of Hekdesh from the end of Hekdesh. Vasof Hekdesh, Yoresh. That's called the end of Hekdesh, because we're going to see today's Mishnah a little further on, that Tekef L'smicha Shchita. Right after you do Smicha on the animal, you do Shchita. That's called the end of Hekdesh. So over here, we're saying that at the end of Hekdesh, meaning the Smicha, he doesn't have the right to do. And we're going to learn out Tchilat Hekdesh. Tchilat Hekdesh is referring to the Tmura. The ability to do Tmura will learn out from Smicha. So Av Tchilat Hekdesh, Yoresh Enu Meimir. So just like by Smicha, he's precluded from doing Smicha on his father's Korban, so too, he's precluded from doing Hamara on his father's, or doing Tamura on his father's Korban. Verabonon. So what's the position of the Rabbanon? It says, Hamer Yamir, Larabot et Yoresh, that they have an extra Lashon Hamara in the Parsha of Tamura, and that comes to be Merabet et Yoresh. Yalif, Sof Hekdesh, Mitchilat Hekdesh, and they're going to have their Lima to go the other way around, which is that they have a Ribui by Tamura to tell you that the Yoresh is able to be Meimir, and then they'll extend that to Sof Hekdesh, they'll extend that to Smicha, so Matchilat Hekdesh, Yoresh Meimir, just like in the beginning of Hekdesh, through the ribui of the Pasuk, the Yoresh is able to be Meimir. Avsof Hekdesh, Yoresh Sumech. So too, by the end of Hekdesh, meaning Smicha, they'll have the same din that the Yoresh is able to be Sumech. Tosfos mentions that in other places that they are called different things. Tchilat and Sof are called different things. But it's clear here that the Gemara knows that there's some connection between whatever you do by Amara has the same din by Smicha. I mean, it could be that they both show the amount of Balut. Since Smicha requires direct Balut to do Smicha, and Hamara also is an issue of ownership and your ability to change the item, Balut, the assumption is if something is true by one of them, it must be true by the other because they're both demonstrations of Balut over the animal. I think that's probably the best way to phrase it. For Rabbanon, high Karbano, my of delay. So what do the Rabbanon do with the word Karbano? So they say, well, they use it for Karbano, velo Karbano, ved chachavim, Karbano, velo Karban, chaveiro, Karbano, the Rabot, kol balikai Karban, the smicha. Exactly what we used at the end of yesterday's daf. We said three times the word Karbano, one to exclude an Oved Kochavim from smicha, one to exclude a Shliach from smicha, and the other one to include that anybody who brings a Karban, even if they're Shutafim, they all have the right to do smicha. Rabbi Huda, what does he do? The Rabot, kol balikai Karban, is smicha lately. So Rabbi Huda needs one of those words of Karbano to teach him Karbano v'lo Karban Aviv. So he has to give up one of the limudim. So according to the first way we're reading it now, Rabbi Yehuda gives up kol balei Karban smicha leitle. He doesn't hold of that din. What it means that he doesn't hold of that din, there are two possibilities. Rashi over here says, means that kasav rachad sumech lukulam. One of the shutafim does it on behalf of everybody. So that's why he doesn't, what does he mean? Karban, kol balei Karban smicha leitle. Leitle means that there is not an obligation on everyone. One person can represent the the whole group. On the other hand, Rashi in Tamura says that they don't do smicha at all. That means that when you karen shutafim, since there is joint ownership and nobody has any singular ownership over here, and there's no shlichut for smicha, that means that nobody does smicha on such a korban. It's the equivalent of almost a korban zibur that doesn't have smicha on it. Vinami, Italy. No, others say no, he does hold of this limud of the rabot kobali smicha, kobali korban the smicha. Where does he get the extra word karbano? And this is a question that you raised yesterday, which was, over kochavim v'chavero mechad kor nafko. Over kochavim and chavero are the same problem, is that you can't do it on behalf of someone else. Meaning that the over kochavim, we were thinking maybe you should do smicha on his behalf. Chavero is also that you would do it on his behalf or be a shliach for him. Both of them fail for the same reason, which is that you need the balim to do smicha and not someone else. So he says that you can learn out of one pasuk. Out of one karbano can be excluded or preclude both the over kochavim and chavero, because the problem is the same in both cases, is that it's not the balim. And without the balim, you can't do smicha. So Rabbi Yehuda, hi, hamer yamir, maya avile. What does he do with the extra riboy by the din of tmura? So he by the rabot et aisha. Needs it to include a woman. The tanya lepish kolen yan kulo ena medaber al blashon zachar. The whole parsha is written in the male form, and therefore we would assume it only applies to zacharim. So ma sofena the rabot et aisha. But in the end, we know, or that we are trying, we know that a woman can do tmura. And how do we know that? Tamadomar hamer yamir. From that extra riboy of lashon hamer yamir teaches that a woman also has a din in tmura. Verabbanan. Where did the rabbanan learn that out from? They used hamer yamir to include the yoresh. Where do they learn adisha? They darshim vi'im. Im hamer yamir. The vi'im, that extra, the vi'im lo darish. That vav is not significant to him, and therefore he's not doresh. You know, Tosus raises the issue that in other places Rabbi Yehuda does darshan the vav, and Tosus makes that distinction. In many places we've seen this, the idea that if the pasuk's muchachale, that it has to be that the pasuk forces you to a limud. That you have to look in the context. When you're darshaning the vav, it's not automatically that a vav is a drasha. The vav's a drasha depending on the contextual situation that it's in. So if the pasuk supports it, or if the pasuk is against it, then you have to look at what the vav means in these certain situations. So it's not definitive that Rabbi Yehuda never darshans vav. Just in this instance, he doesn't feel that it's muchach that he should darshan the vav. The other place is, which is interesting, that Tosfos mentions over here, is that b'kama makamot b'ikra l'ma'etisha. In general, we assume a woman is included in all mitzvot, especially onshim, especially negative commandments. We automatically assume that hishva katuv ish l'isha, or isha l'ish, that a woman also is the same din as a man, and we need a specific pasuk to be ma'et her. How come over here we need a specific riboy to include the woman over here? So he says, because there is a difference in the din of tmura. He says, ma'odotei mahani mile onish t'shaveh ben yachid ben b'tzibur. When does that apply? That only applies when a yachid and a tzibur have the same din. Already we see differentiations within tmura. Tmura applies to a yachid, not to a tzibur. So once we've already taken down the number of people that it applies to, we would think the same is that isha also maybe is excluded from it. So here we need a specific riboy to include isha, even though in other places we need a specific miut to exclude isha. So again, Tosus pointing out the context is important. That why you would assume that a woman is included or isn't included has to do with the contextual situation, and you have to look at that to see whether you need to be merabe or to be mayit. And over here, we have a riboy specifically to include the woman in the din of tmura, even though the din of tmura is not shaveh lakol. It doesn't work in all instances. It only works by yachidin. It doesn't work by tzibur. Right, next mission is akol sumchim. Everybody does chmicha chutz mecheresh shoteh v'katan. V'suma v'oved chochavim v'eved v'shliach v'isha. All of these people are precluded from doing smicha. That's akol sumchim, except for this long list of people that don't do smicha. Usmicha shayri mitzvah is a terminology we know from zvachim. And smicha is something you have to do lechatchila, but if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev the kapara. Vela rosh, smicha is done on the head, bebet yadayim, with two hands. Makom shesomchim shaluktim, at the place where you do the smicha, there you do the shchita. Take of the smicha, shchita. And you also have a din that right after smicha, shchita must be done. One of the takefs, and the Gemara in Brachot talks about this, takef. One of them is the geula tefila, that's smicha geula tefila. This is one of the others in that list, which is tefila the smicha shchita. Right after smicha, you must do shchita. That juxtaposition, meaning it must be done immediately afterwards. Bishlam acheres shel tevei katan de la b'nei de'an, in who I understand why they can't do smicha, because they don't have the dat. They're not considered to be of sound mind to do smicha. So that's why they don't do smicha. Ovei kochavim nami. Ovechem, I understand, because it says b'nei Yisrael sumchim ve'in ovdei kochavim sumchim. A specific miut that it's b'nei Yisrael and not the ovei kochavim. Ela suma my time alo. What's the problem with the suma? V'chesta Rav Chitzak bar Avdimi. Chad amar at yasmicha zmicha mizikne ida. One of them says that it is, I guess, called a quasi gzeira shava. Over here it says v'samach yado. And by the Zikne Haida, by Parlam Dover Sibur, says Samchu Zikne Haida. So there we have a smicha l'gzeira shava, and just like by the smicha of the skenim, it can't be a suma because they have to be domim l'moshe, they have to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu without a mum, the ziknei eida. So certainly over here they can't be a suma. V'chad amar at smicha olat riya. We actually learned out of olat riya that just by olat riya there's a requirement of yira'eh, which is shlosh parim b'shana kol zochar yira'eh et pnei Hashem. There is yira'eh, yira'eh. Just like you have can be seen, you have to be able to see just like you are seen, and therefore there's a requirement of being able to see. Just like by the olat riya there's that requirement. So also over here we have the same requirement. Mar says ulamando amar olat riya my time alo yelef min ziknei eida. One learns it out of olat riya. Why doesn't he learn that out from the ziknei eida? It's done in yochid mi yochid. We're a korban yachid from another korban yachid. We're not going to learn out a korban yachid, meaning the smicha that's necessary by the yachidim from the korban at tzibur, the one tzibur, which is an exceptional rule by samchu is a knei aida by parlam davar tzibur, which we saw yesterday is alacha lamosh mi sinai by two korbanot. Mad yelof mi ziknei aida, my tamal lo yelof mi olat riya. Dan in midei dechti be smicha begufei. Mi midei dechti be smicha begufei. Over here by the shlamim it says samach yado rosh korbanot, and by the parlam davar tzibur it says samchu ziknei aida. So over there the word smicha is used in both instances. Afuke olat riya dehi gufa being olat nidava gamra. How do we even know that there's smicha by olat riya? It's not because there's the word smicha written by olat riya, but rather because we learn it out from other olot, being the olot nidava, the parsha beginning of Vayikra gamra. And there we learn it out. The tani tana kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak bravo. That limud comes out of this pasuk, which is by the miluim. It says vayakrev et olav yaseh kamishpat. That Aaron brings the olah and he does it kamishpat. Even though this pasuk is written by the olat ha'am. It's not written by the Olat Yechid, it's written by the Olat Am. Nevertheless, the Shita Mekubetz, it points out over here, but it's written in the singular form, and the Avodah is being done by Aaron, which is Rekevet Olav Yaseh Kemishpat, implies that Aaron's the Balim. So therefore, the Pasuk here is referencing back to Aaron's Olah. And even though it's found after the Olat Am, it's referencing to his Olah. And therefore, you see by his Olah, Rekevet Olav Yaseh Kemishpat, Kemishpat Olat Nedava, that you do it the same way you do the Mishpat Olat Nedava. So just like by Olat Nedava, there's a requirement of a Samach Yado, there's a requirement of Smicha. So too by Olot Tchovot, there's a requirement of Smicha. They made Olot Tchovot, so to not Smicha. The only reason we know that an Olat Riyah requires Smicha is because I learned out of an Olat Nidava. So now the word Smicha is not explicit there, and so how could I make another Limud from there? And even though, again, that we have a principle that you can't take a Hekesh and then be Chozer Umelameid Big Zeira Shavo, and that's what we're doing over here. You're taking a Hekesh between Olat Nidava and Olat Tchovot, and then you're using a Zeira Shavo between Olat Riyah and the Ololot to say, or Al Karbanot to say, that we require a din in Smicha. So that even though, in a Chuzim Leib HaGashah, Hani Mila Eichad Al-Yolif, Hai Milta Gufa, Vayachlim Alat Chovah Detuna Smicha, Melat Nadava Badar Gamirim Suma. So this is Tosos' position, and in other places, when we say that you can't take a Hekesh and then be Chuzim Nadana Gezer Shavah is when you're learning the exact same din out. Over here, we're not learning the din of Smicha from here. The din of Smicha is learned from Alat Nadava to Alat Chovah. Then we're learning from Alat Chovah to our Karban over here. We're not learning the din of Smicha. Smicha is written explicitly by the Shlamim, by the other Karbanot. What are we learning out from here? We're learning out that it has to be someone who is not a Suma. The Suma doesn't do Smicha. So since we're learning a different din, that is why it's not an issue. When we talk about being derivative limudim that don't apply by Kodshim, that's only if the limud is the exact same limud. And we're talking about, we're learning Smicha from A to B to C. That's not what we're doing over here. From here, we're learning Smicha from A to B. And then from B to C, we're learning that a Suma can't do Smicha. So it's a different din that's been learned from B to C, and that's not considered a derivative of Limud. So Tosfos says this in many places whenever we have this issue that arises. Tosfos just points out over here that it's interesting that we're learning out from Ziknei Eida, we're learning out from Olat Riya, yet we don't learn out all the dinim. We picked one din, even though if you do this Gzeir Shava, you should come up with multiple dinim that should apply by all these dinim. Took one din, and that's the din of Smichan, and they don't apply all the other dinim that are Shayach by Olat Riya or by Param Dabar Shetzi. Here we have Ever Yishlech V'Yishah Tan Rabbanan Yado V'lo Yad Avdo Yado V'lo Yad Shlucho Yado V'lo Yad Ishto. So over here when it says V'samach Yado Arosh Karbano, the Yado is one word Yado. The word Yado tells you not Yad Avdo, not your Eved, can't do it on your behalf, not your Shliach, and not the Isha. So you're going to ask me, why do I need the miut over here? I already learned that out from Karbano, velo Karban Chaveiro. You know that you can't have Shlichut. Rashi in the Ktav Yad mentions, Avgab de el Karbano, velo Karban Chaveiro, Yitzrich Yado. Dilo Ktiv Yado, Havamina, Haichad, Yimayit Chaveiro, Heichad, Dehikri, velo Yidia. Where are you precluded from doing smicha for your friend when he doesn't know you're doing it on his behalf? When you didn't appoint him as a proxy or as an agent. But when you do appoint him as an agent, maybe he could do it. And that's why the Yado comes to preclude even in a case where he's appointed as an agent. Oh, Hani Lamali, why do I need to all these exclusions? If I just knew the word Yado once, I would have said, what? That comes from my Eved, La Bar Mitzvot. He's not a Bar Mitzvah, he's not included in Mitzvot. The Bar Mitzvah, that he's on a full-fledged Yisrael here, and he could perform on your behalf, he could be your agent. And a shliach stands in your plate, an agent stands in place, is your proxy. Emily Smok, maybe Dan. When it comes to shlichut, it's not his goof. And when it comes to Evid, it's not his goof. Ishto is an extension of himself. Maybe she can do it on his behalf. So there, over there, we say all three of these are precluded. None of them can have smicha be done on your behalf. She can't do it. A woman's precluded from doing smicha. Tosfos asks you a question. He says, "Yado v'lo yad ishto." Ma'adichtiv bnei Yisrael dimutei nashim. Then we already say bnei Yisrael v'no benot Yisrael mismicha lo nafka ishto. Mitahav amino tismach bekarban balo dichti kediyad balo damyo. As we say that when we say bnei Yisrael v'no benot Yisrael applies to everyone besides his wife. And then he say over here that she's like an extension of her baal and if her. Because it's more than shluchos shel adam kamoto. It's gufo. It's more powerful than shluchos shel adam kamoto. It's as if he stuck his hand out and his wife does it. Vim tomar lamali kralim utei nashim ismicha tibuklei the mitzvah seishu as man groma. Don't ask why do you even need the miyot. It's a mitzvah seishu as man groma. But he doesn't answer the question here. In other places like in Yidushim, he answers the question where he says that the hekesh between smicha and shchita might come to have you include the woman because just like a woman or a zar is kasher ksheira for shchita, maybe the same should be true by smicha, because of this hekesh or this connection between smicha and shchita, we would think the same by smicha, and therefore I need a particular miut to say that the woman is not included by smicha. Because the avoda is only done during the day, not at night. Right, but that's not the way the Gemara learns it out. The Gemara learns it out of Bnei Yisrael v'lo Benot Yisrael. The Gemara doesn't learn it that way. That's what Tosfos's issue is. Why doesn't the Gemara learn it this way? Smicha shirei mitzvah tarabanan v'samach v'nirta. Chi smicha mechaber. It says, when you do smicha, then you'll be nirta. That will be ritzui before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wait a minute, is the smicha mechaber? V'lo im kaparal v'dam. We know that dam is the soul mechaper. Shenei ki adam hu b'nefesh yechaper. It was impossible that dam is what provides the kapara. V'lo omar lecha, shimaseh l'smicha shirei mitzvah. If you make it a leftover mitzvah, you don't do it. Alei akadub ki lo kiper v'kiper. You are kaper, you are mechaper, but that's not mitzvah min amuvchar. You didn't do it. The kapara is accomplished, but he didn't do mitzvah lechatchila because you should have done the smicha. Tanya nami, or it's a tanya nami, it's like a tanya gabi tnufa, a very similar thing. Yai gavna, the tnufa lechaper. It says, do tnufa and you'll be kapara. Chi tnufa mechaper. Since when is the wave offering mechaper? Alo, ein kapara ela bedam, shenemer ki bedam hu benefshi chaper. Again, dam is the key element of kapara. Lo melecha, shimasadu tnufa sheri mitzvah, if you left it over and you didn't do the tnufa, malea katuv ki ilu lo kiper. Lo kiper means that he didn't do a mitzvah min a muvchar, he didn't do the chatchila. Vikiper, he accomplished the kapara because of the dam huba nefesh yichaper. So he accomplished the kapara that he needs, but he's not finishing the mitzvah properly. Min a mitzvah min a muvchar, mitzvah the chatchila. Okay, our rosh show that he has to do the smich on the rosh of the animal. Say, smach yadoa rosh korbano. What does it mean, rosh? Rabbanu, yadoa rosh on the head, velo yadoa la tzavar, not on the neck where the simanim are. Yadoa rosh on the head, velo yadoa la gabayim, not on the back. Yadoa la rosh, velo yadoa la chazeh. Hands on the head and not on the chazeh, not on the chest. Kohani lomali. Why do I need all of these exclusions? Srichi. Yado al rosh is mentioned in different karbanot. It's mentioned in the Shlamim and in the Olah. It's mentioned in multiple different karbanot. So we can use each one of them for a limud to teach us the.
It said three times.
Yeah, I don't know if it's exactly three times. They're just. Because Gemara's going to make another miyot afterwards. I don't know if they're so particular about the number of times here. I'm just making a point. That what's the definition of rosh? So Gemara says, Kohani lamali. What do I need all of these exclusions for? Tzricha dikat v'chomana chad lemutei tzavar t'lo kadi b'hadei rosh. I would have thought that excludes the neck because it's not on the same level as the rosh. Of a gabo in an animal where the back of the animal is level with the rosh, the kadi b'hadei rosh, emalot. Then maybe that's okay. Maybe that the requirement of putting on the rosh is that it just has to be on the top of the animal. So the top of the animal, the back and the head are all on the same same level. So tzricha. They have no other mitzvah that's done with them. They don't have the wave offering. They're not that, those parts of the korban don't have an additional mitzvah that's going to be done. Of a chazeh, the chest, which is going to be drabbed with the tnufa, is also going to be used for tnufa. Maybe if you do the smicha over there, that'll also be good. Same below, tzricha, therefore we need all of them. So I don't know if it's such a great havamina. So this maybe is a little more. What about on the sides of the head? Here, Rashi says the cheeks. Somewhere on the side of the head, so it's not directly on the top of the head. What's the din? Tashma, the tanya, abba bira birabi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Yado arosho, velo yado al hatzdadim. But yado on the rosh and not on the tzadim. So you see, it directly has to be on top of the head. By Rabbi Yirmiya, matlit maushitachutz. What happens if you wrap your hand up in a handkerchief and do it? Tashma, vach loyte davar chotzeitz ben ole ben amizevach. You're not allowed to have anything separate between your hands and the zevach. So it has to be your hands directly al rosho of the animal, without any hefsek, without any chatzitza between them. Again, on top of the head, literally on top of the head. B'shtei yadayim. How do I know you have to use both hands? Menani mili. Amar reish lakish tamar krav esamacharonet shtei yadav. Div yado. V'chtiv shtei. Over here, it uses the word yado, and it says shtei. Zeb bnei av. D'chol makom. This teaches you a paradigm for everywhere. Shenemar yado. Reikan shtayim. Automatically, it means shtayim achivot l'cha katuv achat. Until the pasuk tells you otherwise. So here, since yadav is spelt as yado, and it says shtei, so that'll teach us everywhere the word yado is used, it's equal to two. Even though it means in the singular, it's written in the singular form. Nevertheless, it means two. Azal Rabbi Elazar Amra Hashmaita the Bei Medrash. Rabbi Elazar went over and said over what Reish Lakish said. Below Amra Mishmei the Reish Lakish. He didn't say in Reish Lakish's name. He heard it from Reish Lakish and then say over in his name. Shem Reish Lakish v'ikpid. So he was upset. Rabbi Elazar is saying over the Alocha and doesn't quote in the name of Reish Lakish. Amalei. Yisak adat kol heichi diktiv yado tarteninu. You think that's really true? That yado always means two. Lamalei the mechtav yadav. Then why does the Torah read write yadav anywhere? If yado means two, then why do I need the word yadav? Actually, esrim v'arba yadav says he asked him 24 places in the Torah where he uses the word yadav. Yadav to Vienna, yadav rovlo, sikelet yadav. All these places where they use two hands, why can't they just use the word yado? Ishtik. He was silent. Rabbi Elazar was silent. But the vater and achdate, after he got a little calmer, Reish Lakish, amalei, my time alotemali, he says to Rabbi Elazar, why don't you say to me, yadav dismicha ka'amre? And when I was talking about yadav, I didn't mean yadav in the whole Torah. I just mean whenever the word yado was used by smicha. So the Gemara says, b'smicha namiktiv. There's also a case by smicha and b'midbar v'ismochet yadav alav. When Moshe puts his hands on Yoshua, it says v'ismochet yadav alav. Why is it over there? So he says v'itzaveyu. Smicha de behema kamre. We're talking about smicha over there. We're talking about the smicha of a behema, not smicha of an adam on a person. Smicha of a behema requires two hands. So therefore, when the word yado is used in the context of smicha of a behema, it means two hands.
And how does that mean you know?
It's a bnei av because the context in which the bnei av is found is a case where you're doing smicha on a behema.
But when is it applicable? Those things only applicable to
behemot. Anytime you see the word yado by behema, it means you must place your two hands on the behema. Anytime you find smicha by behema, it says the word yado, it means put both hands on the behema.
With an animal, where is the case where it says yado?
Yes, yes, yes. On all the carbonate to yachid, it uses the word yado, not yadav.
Umakom shum somchim shochtim. Take it with smicha shchita. Seems like the Mishnah is making two statements. When it says, "My kamar," what is the Mishnah saying? "Aki kamar," it's giving a reason. B'makom shesomchim shomchdim, why do you do shchita in the place you do smicha? Shin. Now it adds in the little shin to tell that's the explanation. Should take of a smicha shchita because you have to juxtapose the smicha the shchita. That's me immediately afterwards. Therefore, by definition, the shchita will be done after the smicha, and that's why the Yisrael is allowed in to the place where they're going to do it. The shchita, even though it's done by the tabot on the northern side, usually an area where Yisrael is not allowed because it's the makom raglei kohanim. Nevertheless, for purpose, he's allowed to enter there. The Yisrael can enter to do smicha in that location. Temporarily, just do the smicha so they can do the shchita in the proper location because they have to have take of the smicha shchita. Those areas are kadosh to the point where we don't allow you in unless you have a specific reason to be there.